Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Federer misses it to back and short. It's uncomfortable. The drop shot from Djokovic is good. A flip cross court from Federer. The dive from Djokovic is outstanding. What an athlete. Second serve from Federer to Djokovic to the backhand. Djokovic returns cross court. Federer misses wrong. Novak Djokovic is a Wimbledon champion for the fifth time. And he does it by saving two match points against Roger Federer to prevail. It's major number 16 for the serve. And he has won it in the longest final in Wimbledon history. 4 hours and 57 minutes.
When I was a boy, 4 or 5 year old growing up and dreaming to become a tennis player one day. This always has been the tournament for me, you know, where I wanted to participate, where I wanted to win one day. Yeah, I used to make the trophies out of different materials in my room, and just imagining one day I'll be standing here, and it's extra special sharing it with my son in the crowd and my parents, my whole team.
Well, the Joker taking care of business at Wimbledon in the finals yesterday. Five set, epic match.
Marathon.
Oh my God.
Was it 4 hours, 57 minutes?
How many people out there? Come on, man.
No way. You didn't watch the whole thing.
No, I didn't watch all five either.
You couldn't do it. It's hard.
No.
I got 2 hours in of tennis. I was really surprised myself.
5 hours. I literally left and I came back after the first set and it was like... Still got a couple hours left, man.
I got the social media thing that happened to me. I watched the beginning. I woke up and I started watching the beginning, gave it about an hour. And then all of a sudden I look on Twitter hours later and it's like, this is an epic match. We're heading towards what we've never seen before. So I put it on and I watched the end of it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Federer won the second set 6-1 quickly.
Federer could have won that thing a couple times.
Yeah, and it was just such a good match back and forth. Both guys had a ton of chances to break each other even more. They come up with huge serves. I mean, the thing, if you were a tennis junkie,
you got
there was a good chance you got, all right, listen, I'm giving you five ass really good hours right here, all right, because of that 12-12 in games, that new format they have for the fifth set. Just crazy, crazy stuff.
That's an NFL Sunday. That's for a guy sitting on his butt at a bar for 5 hours on an NFL Sunday.
Watching two games.
The 1 o'clock game, then the beginning of the 4 o'clock games, and then heading home somehow. That's what that's like, except it doesn't feel like 5 hours when you're watching the NFL. It would feel like 5 hours watching that tennis match. But it was unbelievable, back and forth and back and forth. And at the end, when I saw, I didn't realize the Grand Slam count was that close. 20 for Federer, 18 for Rafa. Joker's got 16.
Yeah.
We're watching the three best to ever play at the same time.
And Djokovic is on a roll right now. Clearly the best player in the world, as he's been number one. And, yeah, he's going to have a real good chance to win these next couple of again. So we'll see. The only thing is the clay, which Nadal owns the clay. I'm curious to see how it all plays out. The crazy thing, too, is I don't know in a final for a guy number one if I've ever seen an event on a neutral site where neither guy is from that country and everybody root against him, everybody rooting for Federer, and outside of Djokovic's family in that one box, nobody else is for him. You could have sat in the other room, and by the cheer, you knew who they were rooting for.
Absolutely. Not even a question.
That's It was really, really amazing.
Joker had to like that a little bit, though, right?
He's used to it. He saw in the match before. He was getting on him. So just not a real popular great player that he is, because he is that. I mean, you can't take that away from him. But we're seeing three guys, and they're just not letting the old 20-year-old club break into it at all. You can talk about all the Canadian kids, and you can talk about all the young guys around the world that you think have the chance to be the next number one, and the old 30-year-old club ain't giving it up right now. Because 1, 2, and 3, when we get down to these finals, and I'm not saying those young guys don't win some of the other tournaments during the year, but it's always one of those three guys that seemed to be there. Just like this one, it was 1, 2, and 3 left.
Did I read in the Grand Slam tournaments that those three guys have won every one for the last 2 or 3 years? Like since 2016, could. The four majors, the four Grand Slams.
Well, I know one guy wins a clay every year.
That's okay, so Nadal so takes care of that. But Federer and Joker have won, with Nadal here and there, every other major since 2016. Yeah. I think it's been 3 years.
I can't even think. I know Wawrinka won a couple in there, but you're right, man. There hasn't been.
That's amazing.
They haven't been real nice to the guys. Like, oh, this guy's going to be this guy's going to be the next number one. It's going to happen, and then we get to these majors, and these guys pee-pee all over themselves.
That's right.
And it's the big guys seem to peak at the right time, whatever they're doing. So
you missed the Coco Golf craze down here in South Florida.
Oh, listen, man, it was around the country. Listen, it was that tournament. They were like talking about Serena, Fed, Joker, and Coco, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
that's right.
And Nadal and Joke and she was she's a hell of a story, man. Just a great story for a girl. And, of course, I feel like I know all about that. Even though I was in California, I know all about that sports bar in Delray now where the family was watching.
Dave Hyde went twice in the last week to go watch two different matches there, watch parties.
How about a 15-year-old that's 5'9" that moves like she does and the power she has, and she's only 15?
I was rooting for her.
Just a really cool story. When
she lost to the eventual champion, so she's got that.
Yeah,
she lost to the one that won the tournament.
Halep ended up winning the whole thing, and Serena. By the way, the other story too is Serena, who doesn't even play in tournaments now because she's injured. So just shows up for these majors without any warm up tournaments and literally gets to the finals like every time. And she's always seems like she's banged up before she gets there, going through different, you know, trying to come back. She had a baby and trying to get in shape without these injuries from playing. And is just showing up for the majors and gets to the final. I think she's been to finals now 3 or 4 times since she's had the baby, and just come up short. And Halep just played a ridiculous match. I mean, the best I've ever seen her play, just running around and just hitting great shots in an easy finals match win for her. Anyway, we got all that. We've got all kinds of stuff going on here because finally we're going to be talking about football here real soon for all you football junkies out there.
Thank goodness.
Right around the corner, of course. Dolphins rookies will be coming in, and this thing for me is real simple. Finn's last 4 drafts, we're going to find out with coaching how much better will those guys get from the 2016 – 17, 18, and today. Sounds like radio shows, right? Radio music. And the 2019 draft, they're going to need these guys to find out if coaching makes a difference, because I thought one of the biggest problems last year was the coaching.
Was coaching, yes.
Just fundamentally what they were doing or not doing and struggles they had. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how many of these guys step up, and of course the quarterback situation where
That's gonna be the most talked about thing.
We got 3 brand new quarterbacks. Yeah. We literally we cleaned them all out and said, "Here, Adam, we're done. They're all out, and we're coming in with fresh group of guys and see what happens." And Josh Rosen's gonna get every chance, and hopefully he hasn't been out in L.A. and going on hiking trips and hanging out at the beach and has been throwing the football and is ready to go and knows what the hell he's doing to make a run at this thing. So we'll find out about that. That will jump right into that.
By the way, Denver and New Orleans open their camps in 2 days, 17th and 18th.
What you're telling me is they're playing the early Hall of Fame game, the game that you don't
Not
wish.
Rookies reporting. 17th and 18th, those two teams, full team reports. We're talking 2 days from NFL Network being live, training camp all day
Everybody's
long.
Everybody's nightmare.
That's right.
Playing in the Hall of Fame football
That's right.
game.
That's
Everyone's
right.
nightmare, right, is being in that in mm-hmm. that sucker. Hey, by the way, I teased you before. 15 years yesterday,
yeah.
Shaq to the Heat for Caron Butler, Lamar Odom, Brian Grant, and draft picks to set up.
Jordan Clarkson was that first-round pick that we gave. That's what it ended up being.
Was it really?
They drafted, I think, with like the 25th or 26th pick, Jordan. I think it was Jordan Clarkson or one of those like small point guards they had for all those years.
And, of course, that set up the championship. Set up
You're
the 2006 championship.
God, good old days.
Which, crazy. Crazy. That little Shaq. People kind of forget, like, the little Shaq run in there with Alonzo coming back with the was a backup.
It was a great backup.
Great backup.
And those finals, come on.
Best 15, 20 minutes you can get every night, man, is what Alonzo Mourning was
giving you. Jordan Farmar, excuse me. That was the guy that was drafted with the 26th pick, that point guard. And it was one of their point guards.
Anyway.
It was a good trade for the Heat. It was hard to give up Lamar and Caron. You were happy with that little duo of youngsters that we had down here. But when you could bring in a Shaq, turn his whole team around.
How about this take? Lamar Odom had his best year when he came out
here. That's right.
And Caron Butler. So the fact is that they were in the prime of their career and coming off good seasons. The reason you can make that deal and get Shaq in here for a couple of seasons before that thing all blew up between Stan and Pat and everything else that went on during that
time. Stan had to go spend more time with his family, remember?
Never really got to the bottom.
You needed family time.
Of that story.
So Pat will take over. Then we'll win a championship.
The Van Gundys and Pat. And
that was an interesting relationship between those three guys.
They were all together in New York and everything that went down and the way it's played out so far. Anyway, it is all about the big twos now. Forget the big threes, right? Now it's big twos and supporting cast and who's going to have a chance. Advised to ask you right now from everybody's roster, who's got the best team in the NBA right now? Right now, just on paper, the paper champs right now.
It's hard not to say the Clippers, those two guys.
What else do they have?
Patrick Beverley. I don't know who else is on that. I don't know who else on that roster. But you're talking about just duos?
No, not duo.
Just who's got everybody? Best
team? From every you got to look aside. You can't just say best two, the top two, because you know you can't just win with those top two. Although
Houston upgraded from Paul to Russell Westbrook, and they had a pretty good team outside of that. Houston might have upgraded. I don't know what the rest of that Lakers bench is going to look like. But it's hard not to say.
They got some pretty good little pieces.
Danny Green.
They got some good pieces. By the way, those pieces were all hand-picked by LeBron.
Yeah.
GM basically just turned it over. LeBron goes, I already talked to him. It's a done deal. Here's what he'll play for. All right, we'll get that done. What about this guy? AD and I talked to this guy. He's coming, too.
Well, if Kawhi didn't wait so long, they could have gotten a couple other guys, too. They're waiting on Kawhi. Kawhi kind of screwed the Lakers and built his
own team.
Well,
he tried to mess him up while he's getting in.
Good strategic move by him.
Give me some
more
stuff.
Yeah, I'm coming. I think I'm going to come. Hey, what else can we sign? I'm just wondering, is
it going to be one of the teams that don't have one of those two stars but look like they could have a better overall roster could jump in there? I like Boston. I know I'm still lacking.
Boston's pretty good.
Still lacking. Maybe that guy at the end of the games can do what we saw
Kemba
Kawhi
now.
Do and
it's Kemba.
Durant and some of those guys been able to do in these. So I think it's going to be wide open.
You don't give the Warriors a shot at all, huh?
Uh-uh. Not to win the whole thing, no. No.
Not with the question mark.
They do have
Clay.
They're going to have their original three that won championships together.
Yeah, but that bench
Kevin Durant.
With those three before Durant was so much better. Like, who's on that bench right now?
By the way, even Barnes, people forget he was a big part of that thing before he got shipped out to
signed a big deal with Sacramento.
We got to go to break here. We'll jump back into a lot of different stuff, including the start of football, which college football. We're going to be going to media days all over the place. Matter of fact, what do you got? Young Greg out at the SEC covering that.
Yeah.
So he'll get a chance with the
Joe Zagacki making the rounds, man.
Joe Z will be traveling from
making the rounds.
I guess so. I'm going to have Joe Z with me Wednesday morning. I'll be out there in Charlotte for that. I like going out there. I think it's really
fun. Same hotel as normal, right?
I like it.
It's
that thing ever changes.
Yeah,
man. It stays there all the time. We got to go to break. We'll have a lot more stuff coming up here in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Radio.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody that's not on vacation, that wasn't able to get off here and take a little time off. I just wiped them all out,
you
man.
You did. Good for you.
Right into football season. A little college football coming up in Charlotte for me the next couple of days for the ACC Media Day, which I'm
hanging out with
looking
Joe Z.
forward to do out there with Joe Z.
Joe Z, the king of the ACC Media Days.
Oh, no, he's big up there. I tell you what. Yeah, Joe and...
He knows everybody.
He knows everybody up there, and I like going up there. I like talking, yapping with the coaches and some of the guys that cover college football that are there. It's a fun couple of days, and every team brings up a couple of their best players or team captains, and so they're going to split it up over 2 days. So I'll be up there Wednesday and Thursday.
Coastal one day.
Coastal, Atlantic,
coastal
and then Coastal.
And Atlantic, yeah.
And then everything else and all the guys up there. So I think Manny Diaz is set to join me.
I believe Manny and Blake James are going to be on
Thursday
the show this week. Yeah,
at 8 o'clock. Blake's going
to
be up there.
Shaq Quarterman probably because he'll be at KJ Osborne representing the Canes. But the one disappointing one when I read the list, you're not going to talk to the Golden Boy.
No.
You're not talking to Lawrence from
We're not talking to the best player in college football last year, this year, next year.
Right. I don't know why they wouldn't bring him up. I don't understand. Like when I went up there the 1 year, even after
– I know one reason. Because he comes on with me. I go, have you thought about being the Dolphins quarterback?
Okay, maybe that's the case. Maybe they're worried about them asking about the draft.
Have you thought about being the Dolphins quarterback in a couple years?
Do you like Miami? Because the year after Lamar Jackson won the Heisman, he was there. He was sitting around going through the rounds.
Not just that, but they want to protect him from that. I'm curious to see what they do with Tua at the SEC. Too.
He's got to go up for them, though, right?
And you got Fromm up there, so I'm sure Greg and those guys that are going up there will have him on and have those guys on and talk about it. And the problem is these college coaches want to keep them focused on their teams and not looking ahead. But
it's
gonna
be tough.
What do you do when you got what most people consider to be the most complete quarterback happens to be a true freshman, wins a national championship, blows out Alabama in the championship game, playing out of his mind? He's only going to get bigger and stronger, and he's already makes all the throws. And that's a guy, by the way, when he comes in, you're going, why are you going there, man? They've already got a really good quarterback. Mm. Because, he's going to be transferring when he gets done watching me throw every day. He'll be transferring. He won't be around long.
So, yeah, a couple big days of college football coming up. This college football report brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit tickets.fiusports.com. So you'll be gone. I think when we go to our new studios, you'll be gone for 2 days.
All right. Well, I don't really care about the new studio.
No, well, I'm going to be lonely in the new studio without you.
No,
especially with the other guys sitting right across the glass.
Well, you got it easy for a couple of days.
I'll be sitting back. Don't worry. Back there. I have to read the open and the close for every segment.
All right. So we got all that stuff for you coming up here and looking forward to spend some time and trying to figure out what Manny's going to do with this 1A, 1B, and 1C quarterback situation.
Maybe you'll get an answer out of him.
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they said it's a wide-open competition going to camp.
Maybe.
What do you think? He just saw somebody out running around?
Yep.
No, you don't really think
that.
No,
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll have all that stuff and try to figure out how good UM's going to be and how quickly they can get good. I saw a really interesting story about the Florida Gators because UM and Florida are getting ready to play each other to kick things off for college football at the end of next month, which always sounds really weird. It's not that far away. But talking about Florida, losing some recruits over that problem they had, one recruit got in trouble and left. The other guy that was rooming with them left because he warned them and they didn't do anything about it, so he took off. I saw they had 7 guys go through the portal. They had 7 guys leave. So they're just talking about the situation, what's going on up there. I know they still have a really good team and stuff. But
yeah, but you never want to lose 7 guys. To the portal in one season.
Well,
one off season.
Everybody's going to lose to the portal. Like, I wonder if there's one team in college football that hasn't had that thing is still stuffed. I mean, it's stuffed with players now. They're talking about, maybe going back and looking at this thing and figuring see if they can't do something else. But if guys aren't going to play, especially a quarterback, and you end up being, and by the way, the Canes are going to lose one guy too. at least. One guy that doesn't start and says, ooh, I'm not even number two here, I'm number three, is going to leave.
They're all young guys. That's the problem.
Nobody's going to say, you know what, I'm going to fight my way through this, damn it. No, I'm going to be the starting quarterback. No, hell no. They had last year. I'm gone. Talk to mom and dad. I'm saving my year. I'm gone. So that's going to be part of this thing, too, is to figure out how it all plays out and which one. By the way, I couldn't even come close to telling you. I've heard good and bad stuff about all three guys. I have no idea what's going to happen with these three guys as Manny goes to camp.
Be an interesting couple weeks.
I would
in
like
camp.
To think that Manny and the offensive coaching staff has an idea who they saw come on or do certain things or who's picking up the playbook. Somebody that can't be wide open with three guys. Because I always worry about this. You can't give three guys equal time. It's almost impossible. It's really hard to give three guys enough snaps to go, you know, with your practices and the way they are right now. I just don't know how you can divide it up, try to be fair to everybody, even though I know why you do it. You want to make sure they all come back. Because you set that one guy's gone, and we're talking about two guys for competition. So
someone's taking third team reps the first day, and that's going to be an interesting to see who it is.
Well, no matter what kind of spin, I see this with the Dolphins, and the coach after day one goes, stop reading into everything. Well, coach, he lined up with the ones. The other guy didn't, and the other guy didn't. You know, I told you, man, we're going to play everybody. You know, we're going to rotate them in here. Don't read into anything. We don't have anybody set up whether they're running with ones or twos or threes right now. That's you guys. So Manny's going to deal with that too.
It's going to be every day the questions. Worse than the Dolphins questions about quarterback.
You wanted to get all three guys back. And now you got to make a decision. But getting three guys work, enough work, is really hard. And I'm sure Manny didn't want to see one of them bolt, which they would have during the summer. There's some smaller schools that take some of these guys in a heartbeat. They recruit them before and like them and everything else. So
you got to think Tate's not going anywhere, right? I mean, that would be the one that maybe you don't think he's not bolting. But one of the other two guys.
Kind of like the Auburn running back. He wasn't going to bolt.
I guess that's a good question, yeah.
That's three schools.
That's true.
2 years for him.
That's true.
No, listen, guys are going to go till, you know, this goes back to the old high school thing, too. These guys are bouncing.
How many schools can you play for in 4 years?
We're going to be, when I heard the new rule, and I don't want to say who told me, somebody said, you have now opened it up for every kid that doesn't want to compete is going to find a reason to go to three high schools in 4 years.
Find out where he doesn't have to compete.
Three high schools in 4 years till you get it right, whether the coach, whether your team's not as good and you want to go to the other team because last year's team was really good here, but we didn't get enough new players, so I'm going to go over there. They got a better team and go through the whole thing. Meanwhile, if you're really good, teams are following you no matter where you go.
That's right.
They're going to follow you.
That's right.
Because the colleges aren't going to get caught up in how many times you jump schools.
Can you play for our team or not?
That's all they care about. Are you with us? We saw you play. You're really good. Hey, we got to check in. You know what time it is, man? I kind of miss this. I woke up last night. I had a little sweat. And I was thinking about Hollywood's headlines. Thinking about it.
We tried to do Biff's headlines last week. Didn't work out so great.
No. Yeah. Oh, Biff, my, look at him back there. He's in a different world right now. He's absolutely.
He had to work on his updates.
Hours are killing him. Anyway, but we got to get caught up in some stuff. I love OJ. Has OJ been busy, by the way, while I was gone?
Yeah, OJ's been very busy. We'll get that later in the program.
We had a whole week without
that. A couple of excellent videos.
I thought he might shut it down. He got blasted, and then, you know, other people are getting, how dare you follow OJ's Twitter after what he's done. Shame on you. Well, kiss my ass. I'll watch and tweet. Go to whatever I want to go to. You're not going to tell me. Anyway,
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah, hi, Twitter world. I love that. That's the best part.
Twitter
he's
world.
Learning something new, man. All the time about old Twitter.
Well, it's his birthday, and he made a video on his birthday.
Oh. What'd you say, OJ? 72, 73?
Yeah, 72.
Wow. Damn. All right, we got to go to break here. Hollywood's headlines coming up next. Stay with us. Radio.com.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, so we're never usually ones to take shots at people, right?
Not but us.
Zach, for whatever reason, wanted to play this update.
I just wanted you to hear Biff Matt
because I haven't heard it yet.
We started a hashtag, the Biff botch job, last week after a couple of his updates.
The only thing I know is that when he cut the interview
it's
up to put
everybody.
It in, he messed up cutting it up. So we had to have him recut it.
Of course.
Yeah, but in fairness to Biff, listen, man, it's happened to everybody.
No. Listen, my man was back there by himself last week.
No, he did admirable
the entire
job.
Week. He did a good job last week.
From what
working
I heard.
By himself, yeah. Trying to get some experience.
Yeah.
And when you're going live trying to keep up on names, it can be tough.
Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Starting off in basketball, as Russell Westbrook looking to be traded, as he could be going to the Heat, as according to Adrian Wojnarowski, that
better.
Is one of the teams that he
better.
Would like to go to.
This isn't even a
over
good
to baseball, as a home run derby was last night, as Peter Alonso was able to beat Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the final round, despite Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s 69 home runs in two rounds, which is a record for the home run derby. And finally, over to Wimbledon, as Serena Williams on center court right now is up in the second set, as she's up 2-1 and won the first set 6-4. And Simone Halep and Susie Zhang are tied at 6-6 in the first set. And now on the weather, which is brought to you by Hylia Park, as it's currently has a high of 8.
That was one of them last week.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was good at top of the hour. You knew you were going to get some comedy.
Well, you know what, man? I told him this morning. He said I had a rock. I go, man, just tape it. It doesn't have to be live. Just go
he
back.
He was trying
and
to do updating
and
live scores. He was doing his best, man. I give him that. The names came around, and it was like, hey, hey.
We might have more on that later, by the way.
No more. Don't do that. You guys love me.
No, it was good stuff.
Stop making fun.
We're not really making fun of Marvin. Yeah, you are. Okay,
all right, so we'll start off with tennis, Joe, and I want to get your and Zach's opinion on this. The celebration from Novak Djokovic eating the grass off the Wimbledon court. Your guys' thoughts on the celebration after winning Wimbledon?
Is that a tradition to do?
No.
Okay.
It's not a tradition, and let me just say that's what happens when you're there and you realize outside of your box and your family in the box, nobody else wants you to win.
Mm.
That's there. Okay. It's a tough one.
He did walk back onto the court after he won, and it was like almost awkward, wasn't it?
I mean, matter of fact, this is not the first round this has happened where people are rooting for the people that he's playing against a lot more than they are for him.
Not the most popular guy.
It's not affecting it. Look, he's a great player. He's one of the greatest tennis players of all time. And when it's all said and done, who knows, man? He could be.
Could be the GOAT.
He takes two or three, you know, all of a sudden you win two or three next year and win two the following, and all of a sudden you're right there knocking on the door with Mr. Federer there.
It's four behind. That's it.
Could happen.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations to Sweaty Bobby Kraft, who has a new girlfriend. Did you guys see this?
I didn't know that.
No. Yeah, he's out of the massage parlors, and he has a new girlfriend now. He was at the Women's World Cup final with her. They were there holding hands. Now, TMZ hasn't been able to identify
who this young woman
is. You might consider her young.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I told you, man.
The mid-40s?
Wide variety for me.
Mid-40s?
I've opened up mine.
Low 40s? Early 40s?
Yeah,
that's you.
I'd tell some of these guys on the team and go, hey, is that your mother? Good looking lady. That's right in the strike zone right there.
You think he has to explain himself when he meets these new women?
They don't care. You know what they see?
Bees.
They see bees.
Yeah.
They see this is a very wealthy man that's got some really fun toys and likes to go to a lot of fun events that I want to go to. Why not?
When he gets bored and goes to New York for lunch on the private jet and then flies home after that, it really doesn't matter what he was doing in a massage parlor.
No, he's fine.
No.
All right, guys, we had some trouble in the Big Three League while we were gone. The ex-NBA players Lamar Odom, Baron Davis, Jermaine O'Neal, and Bonzi Wells have all been, quote, deactivated from the Big Three League for the remainder of the 2019 season.
Sounds like
that's
a little
not
fight,
good, right?
Sounds like you got in a little fight, huh?
Well, Lamar Odom, they were saying he just wasn't ready to play.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I find that hard
to believe.
Well,
the book tour really set him back.
He's going to make more money off the book than he is the big three.
Probably.
Keeping it with hoops here, Grayson Allen in the summer league. You guys see this?
I did.
He's with Memphis now. He spent time in the
what a punk.
Spent time in the D League last season, or the G League.
What's with this guy?
He had two flagrant foul ones in 8 seconds in a summer league game, and both fouls were pretty dirty.
You're supposed to be showing that you can play. You're a young guy. He's got some talent, obviously. You just act.
He's Grayson Allen. That's what I expect.
You've already got a reputation.
He's tripping dudes. Well, the guy punching
guys. Set a screen on him. So the first foul, the guy sets a screen, and he just takes him and throws him off and throws him to the ground. The second time, the guy sets another screen, and he gets angry because you're not allowed to set screens on Grayson Allen. You know, the Duke
of course
Wonder
not.
Kid.
Yeah.
And he goes, and the guy gets the ball down low. He slaps him in the back of the head.
Yeah. Just a bad
move. Might as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is he now? What team did he get traded for?
Is he in,
he's with Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah. Everybody goes to Memphis and trades.
Well, he was part of the Mike Conley trade.
That's right.
Is Memphis the new Sacramento?
Oh, man. Memphis is outside of having the second overall pick.
Yeah, John Morant. They have
John. They're going to be all right.
That could be a rough year.
End up being very good, I think.
Yeah, but I think they're the new Sacramento, though.
That could be a rough year.
East Coast Sacramento.
I like Sacramento more than Memphis. Much better team.
All right, guys. Anthony Davis was supposed to get the number 23, of course, right?
Yeah.
LeBron gifted it to him.
Right.
Well, Nike said we're going to have to hold off on that because I guess those guys, when they were doing their little gifting of the numbers, didn't realize that there's a whole lot of number 23 jerseys currently floating around out there.
Yeah.
That Nike has made. So basically, the NBA said, hey, look, we'll honor your request. You guys missed the deadline to change numbers, but we'll honor your request if you can figure it out with Nike. And LeBron, of all people, couldn't get it done with Nike.
They couldn't?
It was just, no, I mean, you think about the financial implications of doing something like that.
Way.
I mean, there's a lot of number 23 jerseys floating around out there.
I think they should both wear 23. I think everyone on the team should wear 23.
Do they put 23 on the shoes, too?
That's a good question.
I don't know if they do or not. Yeah.
But, I mean, all those, there's jerseys, there's shirts.
No, there's a lot of stuff.
Sweaters.
You're right.
There's just too much stuff for Nike to pull.
Sorry,
back
not
and
this year.
That.
I'm making too damn much money with my Nike contract.
Anthony Davis is going to wear number 3, by the way.
Sure, it won't affect his game.
And then finally here, guys, congratulations to Baker Mayfield, who went on Instagram and shared his wedding photos with his young bride, Emily Wilkinson. You think this one lasts, Joe?
Well, I hope so. I mean, God, why you always got to ask me
that?
Well, like, I hope
half
everybody's
this
marriage
off-season,
breaks
right?
up.
Like, there's been a little bit of...
What?
Right, Baker with the whole Duke Johnson thing. He's a little
What's
bit
that
outspoken.
Have to do with his marriage? Has nothing. One has nothing to do with the other.
I think he's getting married too early. Second year.
All right. I mean, he's got options. That's the
problem.
I
got married at 24 going on 14, but he looks a little more immature. He's not as immature as I am.
I don't know. It's close. It's close.
I had no shot.
I don't know.
Just a
Listen,
disaster.
I'm hoping the best for him. The last thing I want is to put in the karma in the world that I'm hoping somebody gets a divorce, but...
You're
asking me to
bet on
this.
The Browns thing to blow up. That's the problem.
Well, it's
wait a second.
It's either got to be amazing or blow up. It can't be in the middle.
I love you two sitting here evaluating whose marriage has got a shot and who doesn't in sports.
Yeah.
Well, we know marriages.
If I had to bet.
You know marriages?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
If I had to bet, I'd bet it's not going to work out.
I will say sports marriages are.
That's the only thing I'm saying. I don't know.
I don't
him
think
or her
they're 50
personally.
50. I don't know what the numbers are have come out, but I'm guessing.
Like 55% divorce, right?
I'm saying there's.
My buddy makes a lot of money as a divorce attorney.
This Good. Just doesn't seem like it has a chance to work.
Yeah.
He's very
mean?
Young.
Maybe he's mature and like.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe he's not going out and.
Yeah, maybe.
But, like, think about the temptation that you had times, like, 100, because he's actually good-looking.
He's in Cleveland.
He's good.
That just doesn't have anything to do with how you look.
He's in Cleveland.
Seen ugly guys that are...
Joe's in Miami during Cocaine Cowboys 80s.
Oh, I don't want to get
into
that.
No. We don't need to get into it. I'm just saying. We're comparing apples and oranges. He's the number one guy quarterback in Cleveland. Joe was in Miami. He's a backup tight end, and look what he did.
I think quarterback's got a better chance of...
Finding love?
No. Just
making it work?
Thinking my quarterback's 3, 4. Most of those guys, successful marriages.
All right.
Stay together. Yeah.
Well, Rosen's not married, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Fitz has got 20 kids.
But other quarterbacks got a – yeah, he's got a football team of kids.
Fitz got the whole, you know, defense and offense. Oh. Play Iron Man ball. He's got a full squad.
Was it, Zach, was it Tate Martell I saw?
Oh, my God.
Did you see the girl that he's with?
No.
Holy smoke
show. She's like a big-time Instagram model.
Yes, he's dating an Instagram model.
That's great.
Snuck into his DMs. That's what he wrote.
That's neat. That's part of the whole Miami thing.
No, he can play. If he's dating that girl, he can play.
Yeah, he's a starter.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
He's a starter.
He needs to be focusing on his football and hopefully out there with those guys and not worrying
about
Instagram.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, no, he's all right.
So far, and I haven't seen him start a game yet. He's doing all right.
1A, 1B, and 1C, man. Got to find just a damn
one.
He's got
his A.
Just find out a clear-cut one instead. We'll come back and check in on the Kendall Toyota. Apparently, we didn't back here. Mr. Happily Married. No, not right now, I don't. I want to tell everybody it's the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, if you want to join us here. Yeah, I always love when you guys decide whose marriage got a chance and who doesn't. Yeah. Have you had that buddy yet? Have you guys gone to the wedding? Have you had it happen? There are a lot of people out there that had the wedding. Matter of fact, everybody was at my first one. They all came up and said, this thing's got no shot, and they stopped as soon as my short period of time brother-in-law walked in the room. They stopped, but it was one of those where everybody said, even family members are going, you sure you're going through with this? This thing's got no shot. You're a friggin' wild man. Have you had that? You've
been to that one? Out of my 10 yet, no. No one's gone yet. No.
I had Jimmy Cephalo and another guy you don't know tell me, Joe, that were familiar with my lifestyle back here as I was going to California to get married.
Yeah.
I never lived with her. Mistake. They said, Joe, this thing has no shot to work. Jimmy Cephalo, the good friend he has, looked at me and goes, Joe, this thing has no shot to work.
He had the car ready, right?
He had the car ready. Yeah. He goes, I'll go anywhere you want. Look at me, Joe. And I said, Jimmy, what? And he goes, you just got in a fight, literally, before we got to the church.
It's not a good start.
This should be the time where, no matter what, everybody at least fakes it through this to get this done. This thing's got no shot. Have you never been to one of those?
Not yet. There was one I didn't think it was going to work out, but it has.
But they have. I've been a four or five, and I went, oh, my God. I know this guy's what he's doing behind the scenes. This got no shot.
I thought it was going to be a six-month special. Yeah.
Double life is hard. It's hard, man, doing double life.
There was one in college. One of my friends got married, and we knew.
In college?
Oh, yeah. We knew it had absolutely no shot. He got divorced in like 6 months, but we knew. I mean, none of us said anything because we just thought it was funny, and we just wanted to go to the wedding, but.
That's not very nice.
Well, we were young. We were in college.
You should have said something, though, to the guy.
The wedding was fun, and it was open bar, so we were like, whatever.
Yeah.
Could have went to 50 Cent Pitcher Night somewhere.
We knew.
Whew. All right. We got to go.
Take the walk, man, if you know it's not going to work. Like, Jimmy should have pulled you out, man, threw you in a car. If he was that adamant about it. Like, if I was that adamant with one of my friends, I would have, like, hid something, hid the tux.
I was behind.
I would have done something.
Once it's game day, you can't back out, though. Like,
no, that's
a
perfect
time. A lot of people
have
sacrificed to be there. Like, nah. Once it's game day, you're in.
You know what's funny? You're right.
Mm-mm.
So apparently, they invited 500 people to my, which I had nothing to do with.
500 people?
There were 500 people.
Yeah, it's a big wedding. Once it's game day, you're in.
At this,
run, man.
We called it the Bay Area Wedding. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching, and I see guys coming in from out of town. Once you see guys that you know coming in from out of town, you're like, hell, now I got to go through with this. I mean, I might as well at least. And then my thought was, well, at least go on the honeymoon. If it doesn't work when you get back, you just blow it out.
So you go on the honeymoon first?
Then people,
You went on the honeymoon first?
No, I mean, once people get on planes, you can't cancel it.
Nah, I think if you have to.
Because people are traveling. Like, look, people that have to travel obviously would prefer to go on their own vacation than go to your wedding. So they're taking time out of their schedule, taking money to go to your wedding.
I mean, if you're going to, like, Cleveland or you're going to a place that you don't want to go to, but if you're going out to the Bay Area, you're getting a good trip out of it anyway. Like, coming down to Miami, that's a good trip. You're flying up to, you know,
the you're still going for
middle
the purpose
of Columbus,
of going
Ohio.
To the wedding. Like, you wouldn't have been going otherwise. You're going for the wedding. So at that point, it's game on. You have to go through with it.
I think you have to be selfish at that point and say, if this thing ain't going to work out, I got to run. I mean, I got to run for
Z Hills. No. I remember the feeling like yesterday. Matter of fact, I got goosebumps just now thinking about it.
You're shaking
a little bit. And I am. I got a little sweat going here. And I was thinking, oh, my God. I forgot they were coming. You could see who's coming in. And I go, oh my God, my grandma's not even in that good of shape. She even showed, oh geez, now I got to go through with it. Anyway, we got to go through at the 8 o'clock hour here before I get in trouble with anybody here in South Florida.
You're not mentioning names. No, nope. I mean, you mentioned Jimmy's
nope.
name.
I'm not mentioning anything except nope. another hour coming up.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.